Good morning. This May 9th meeting of Capital Investment Division is called to order. The remote hearing is taking place in accordance to Rule 1001 and is being streamed online by the House Public Information Office. For procedural motions, non-controversial or technical amendments, we can take voice votes if there are no objections. Final passage of the bill will require a roll call vote. When you are not speaking, please mute your phone. If you would like to be recognized by the chair, please email Committee Administrator Jenny Nash at jenny.nash@house.min and type recognize in the subject line. If for some reason you do not get recognized using this approach, please unmute your phone and seek recognition verbally. I will periodically ask Ms. Nash if there are any questions. Mr. Lencheski, will you please call the roll?
Members, you may now unmute your phones for this. Representative Murphy.
Aye. Present.
Representative Murphy, present. Representative Lee.
Lee, present.
Representative Lee, present. Representative Erdahl. Representative Erdahl. Representative Bennett.
Present.
Representative Bennett, present. Representative Cantrell.
Cantrell, present.
Representative Cantrell, present. Representative Considine.
Considine, present.
Representative Considine, present. Representative Dean.
Dean, present.
Representative Dean, present. Representative Grossel.
Grossel, present.
Representative Grossel, present. Representative Hansen.
Hansen, present.
Representative Hansen, present. Representative Juergens.
Juergens, Cottage Grove, present.
Representative Juergens, present. Representative Lehman.
Lehman, present.
Representative Lehman, present. Representative Lilly.
Lilly, present.
Representative Lilly, present. Representative Nornes.
Nornes, present.
Representative Nornes, present. Representative Pearson.
Pearson, present.
Representative Pearson, present. Representative Sandstead.
Sandstead, present.
Representative Sandstead, present. Representative Salk.
Salk, present.
Representative Salk, present. Representative Torkelson.
Torkelson, present.
Representative Torkelson, present. Representative Vang.
Vang, present.
Representative Vang, present. Representative Wolgamott.
Wolgamott, present.
Representative Wolgamott, present. Representative Erdahl. Members, with the conclusion of the roll call, please mute your phones. We have a quorum.
There are three packets of minutes, or there are three minutes, March 5th, March 10th, and March 12th in your packets. Representative Lee.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make the motion to approve the minutes from March 5th, March 10th, and March 12th.
All right, the minutes have been moved. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opponents? Good. We will adopt the minutes for March 5th, 10th, and 12th. The minutes are approved. The item on our agenda today is House File 3326, Representative Hausman, talking about housing infrastructure bonds and rehabilitation funding shelter. We are looking at House File 3326, the first engrossment. Representative Lee.
Madam Chair, I'll move House File 3326, the first engrossment, to get it before the committee with a recommendation that is referred to a Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you, Representative Lee. Members, we have already had a hearing on House File 3326 in early March, so there will be no public testimony today because we had it on that day that we had it in March. We do have an amendment, though. It is coded 83326A2. You should have it in your packet, and it is posted on the web page. Representative Lee.
Madam Chair, I move the H3326-A2 amendment.
Right. The amendment, the bill and the amendment is before us. Representative Hausman, will you please explain the H3326A2 amendment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as you indicated, you heard the bill earlier, and so this will be relatively brief today. This is a vehicle bill. At this point in the session, this is when we park bills various places just in case. Even the dollar amount, though you're moving it out of committee, we don't know in what form this will, if it would be used, what the dollar amount might be. Those are the kinds of things that are negotiated near the end of session. And so though we're moving this forward, we don't know, one, whether we'll use it, and two, what the dollar amount will be. The amendment does three things. One, it removes the GO bonds from the bill, and I'll say a little more about that after I speak to the amendment, so that the only thing we move out is the housing infrastructure bond. Mr. Lee observed that we needed to change the effective date. That's the second thing it does. And then the language we always include, which is if an appropriation is enacted more than once, it's only the appropriation must be given effect only once. That's standard language we use. So that is those are the three items in the amendment, and I don't know if you want to vote on that first before I say just a little more.
Yes, I would. Mr. Lee moves that we adopt Amendment A2. H3326A2. Is there any further discussion, or is anyone asked to be recognized?
Madam Chair, Representative Juergens.
Representative Juergens.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I just urge members to support the amendment.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Mr. Lee?
Madam Chair, I move for adoption of the H3326A2 amendment.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, with one no, there's the amendment prevails and is adopted, and the first engrossment has been amended. Representative Hausman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A word about the housing infrastructure bonds and GO bonds. If there are people listening who may not have understood this, housing infrastructure bonds are a relatively new tool, about 2012, I think, and it allows the Department of Minnesota Housing to bond separately. These are appropriation bonds. General obligation bonds require a supermajority to pass. Housing infrastructure bonds, because they're appropriation bonds, pass with a simple majority. Here's the value of that tool. Housing infrastructure bonds enable us to partner with nonprofits and private developers. As a result, we leverage a lot of private money with housing infrastructure bonds, and there are groups like Lutheran Social Service, Catholic Charities, Common Bond, Beacon, Aon, marvelous partners that we've had, and I think we leverage roughly $3 of private money for every dollar of public money. this is the Homes for All agenda, and they have asked for $400 million in housing infrastructure bonds and $100 million in GO bonds. General obligation bonds are used for public housing, and because we have been so lax in our appropriations for GO bonds, doing probably not more than $5 million a year, NARO, which is the statewide group, estimates that we have around the state $355 million in immediate needs in public housing. Just to give you a sense of what these dollar amounts would do, $400 million in housing infrastructure bonds would support up to 8,000 jobs statewide and develop or preserve up to 3,600 homes. The $100 million in GO bonds for public housing would support roughly 1,000 jobs and would preserve approximately 18,000 homes. A majority have been in Greater Minnesota, and we are preserving some of the only affordable housing in many of those communities. Minnesota Housing tells me that of the housing infrastructure bonds, whatever they're given this session, they will award dollars to projects that are literally applying to the agency right now. So the needs are great. We can do an enormous amount of good. One of the things that I wanted to make clear, even though my amendment removes the general obligation, the GO bonds for public housing, I'm a strong supporter of that portion of the bill, and hope, Madam Chair, that that you will look kindly on that $100 million request when you put your larger bonding bill together. So I'm open to questions. It's very brief. You have a couple of letters of support in the packet, but as you noted, we've already heard this bill.
Thank you. Representative Erdahl?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. I'm sorry. I've had some technical difficulties here. Well, first of all, we certainly appreciate the efforts that Representative Hausman has put forth for many years to the housing issue, and Representative Murphy, you as well. We know that housing is an important issue, and we are willing to work on it and work with you at this issue. But taking general fund dollars in a deficit is not the answer today. And so today I will be voting no and urging members of my caucus to do the same with the intent that we will continue to work with this on this issue with you as we go along.
Thank you. Ms. Nash, is there anyone else that wishes to be recognized?
Madam Chair, at this time, I do not have... Oh, excuse me, Representative Torkelson.
Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I have just a question. Since we are sending this to the floor with just appropriation bonds, but we're recognizing that it has a steering wheel and wheels. Will it be available for general obligation bonds to be amended onto it on the floor?
Representative Torkelson, this is going to Ways and Means from here, so we're referring this to Ways and Means. But I think any vehicle bill always has the opportunity to have receive amendments to it. So because some of these decisions are being made by people other than me, leadership, for example, in their negotiations, we could anticipate that there might be an amendment.
Well, thank you. I agree. I just wanted to make that clear for everyone that it's available for both any kind of bond. Thank you.
Chair Murphy?
Ms. Nash, did Representative Juergens speak to it? I was thinking he had asked.
I was just going to call that to the Chair's attention. Representative Juergens seeks recognition.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know we've received in the packet that was sent out the tracking sheet, but I know Mr. Lee from House Fiscal is on. I wonder if he can walk through a little bit about the debt service and the bonds that are being appropriated with this bill and what's been budgeted so far. If Mr. Lee could help us walk through that, please.
Certainly. Mr. Lee.
Madam Chair and Representative Juergens, Andrew Lee from House Fiscal Staff. So in your packet should be a spreadsheet that says House File 3326 Housing Bonds Debt Service Impact. This shows the estimated debt service cost of the $400 million in appropriation bond authorization. And if you look on the tracking sheet, you'll just see one line, and that has in fiscal year 2023, so that's in the tail, a $16 million impact in debt service. You'll see a note under that, though, that says that once the bonds are assumed to be fully sold, that the annual debt service is estimated to be around $32 million a year. The estimate for coming up with these two numbers is a ratio of about $400,000 in annual debt service to every $5 million in appropriation bond authorization. But the first year is a little bit lower because the assumption is it takes about 2 years to sell all the debt. So in the first year, it'll only be about half the debt service that needs to be paid. So I hope that answers your questions. I'm available for any follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. And a question probably for Mr. Lee, if I might, Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Juergens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So with general obligation bonds, those are sold on the full faith and credit of the state of Minnesota. With housing infrastructure bonds, are these also being paid back from the general fund, or are these passed through loans similar to the Rural Finance Authority where end users eventually end up making those payments, or is this general fund spending?
Mr. Lee.
Madam Chair and Representative Juergens, no, this would be a general fund spending debt service. It's different from the Rural Finance Authority in that the user finance bonds use the state's full faith and credit, but the actual payment is remitted to the state, and so the general fund is not paying for whatever the debt service is. But in this case, in housing appropriation bonds, it is the general fund that is paying the debt service for the debt.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lee. And just one final comment. I'm a co-author on this bill, and I understand the importance of it. And even when I signed on, I made the comment, I'm not sure about the amount, the $400 million, but I wanted to support the concept or the idea of these loans. But given the deficit that we're looking at right now, and the fact that this would be general fund spending, at this time I'd have to concur with Representative Erdahl at this time and not support the bill. But thank you, Representative Housen, for your work on it.
Thank you, Representative Juergens. Does anyone else want to be recognized? If not, Representative Hausman, closing.
I'm just grateful that you're willing to have a very quick hearing here. This is the time of the session when we always look for a plan B because we don't quite know the outcome. But I'm hopeful that there will be a really solid bonding bill that goes forward that maybe includes all of this, housing infrastructure bonds and geobonding. Again, there's a plan B that the leaders would prefer to have available to them. But the needs are great. In a pandemic, I think we are more conscious than ever of housing and homelessness. Homelessness bears a great cost to the state, and we, at this particular point, have even a greater urgency about keeping people safe and having a home to stay in. I just would encourage your support this morning.
Representative Erdahl, did you ask for recognition? No. Okay, Representative Lee, would you renew your motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I renew my motion that House File 3326, the first engrossment as amended, is referred to the Ways and Means Committee.
Since this is a vote on bill passage, it will require a roll call vote. Mr. Lenchesky, will you please take the roll?
Members, you may now unmute your phones for the roll call. Representative Murphy?
Aye.
Representative Murphy, aye. Representative Lee?
Lee, aye.
Representative Lee, aye. Representative Erdahl?
Erdahl, no.
Representative Erdahl, nay. Representative Bennett?
Bennett, nay.
Representative Bennett, nay. Representative Cantrell?
Cantrell, yes.
Representative Cantrell, aye. Representative Considine?
Considine, aye.
Representative Considine, aye. Representative Dean?
Dean, aye.
Representative Dean, aye. Representative Grossel?
Grossel, nay.
Representative Grossel, nay. Representative Hansen?
Hansen, aye.
Representative Hansen, aye. Representative Juergens?
Juergens, no.
Representative Juergens, nay. Representative Hansen, or Representative Lehman, sorry.
Lehman, no.
Representative Lehman, nay. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Representative Lilly, aye. Representative Nornes?
Nornes, no.
Representative Nornes, nay. Representative Pearson?
Aye. Nay, I... Pearson,
Representative
nay.
Pearson, nay. Representative Samstead?
Samstead, aye.
Representative Samstead, aye. Representative Sauk?
Sauk, aye.
Representative Sauk, aye. Representative Torkelson?
Torkelson, nay.
Representative Torkelson, nay. Representative Vang?
Vang, aye.
Representative Vang, aye. Representative Wolgamott?
Wolgamott, aye.
Representative Wolgamott, aye. Members, with the conclusion of the roll call, please mute your phones. That is 11 ayes and 8 nays.
Thank you, members.
The motion prevails on a vote of 11 to 8. House File 3326, the first encroachment as amended, is referred to the Ways and Means Committee. There is no other business to come before us this morning, so thank you, members, and watch your email for future meetings, because we are going to have a couple during the week. Thank you very much for coming. This meeting is adjourned.